From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. The Boston Red Sox have been sold for a record $700 million to a group led by Florida Marlins owner John Henry. The group includes, among others, the New York Times. And as NPR's Tovia Smith reports now from Boston, some people there are not too happy to see their baseball team taken over by outsiders, especially New Yorkers.
For more than a year, Bostonians have been buzzing about who might take over the hometown team that's been controlled by the Yawkey family or the family trust since 1933. Today, Florida Marlins owner John Henry and the former owner of the San Diego Padres, Tom Werner, vowed big changes from the front office to the field, while they also expressed an awe for the legacy they're inheriting.
To be coming into this franchise, the jewel of New England, it's just something that I could never have dreamed of growing up as a baseball fan.
John Henry sounded genuinely over the moon, as he described it, about buying the Sox. He promised to break the curse of the Bambino that's kept the team from bringing home a World Series title since 1918, though he did so with a bit less passion than your average Red Sox fan.
We have the revenues to be competitive, and we're going to give the Yankees a real run for their money starting this year. Thank you.
Maybe it was the fatigue of a man who'd been up late celebrating his acquisition, but many Boston fans wonder.
It's a joke. I don't trust them. I don't think they're going to do it.
Just think it's a bad deal overall.
Jeff Berringer and Mike Garante, both plumbers, were digesting the news in a local sports bar this afternoon. Both had been rooting for the Red Sox to be bought by a team of local businessmen.
I think they should have given it to that guy, Dolan. It's a hometown boy. Like he said, he wants to spend the money. He wants to beat the Yankees. True Bostonians, they hate New Yorkers. That's number one priority here in Boston, is to beat New York in every aspect of the game.
Many fans say it stings that the new Sox owner, John Henry, is a minority owner in the Yankees, and that his team of investors includes the New York Times. Bostonians have been bristling recently as New York seemed to bigfoot its way through town. The New York Times Company took over the Boston Globe. Macy's took over Boston's landmark department store, Jordan Marsh. And now the New York Times has got a piece of the hometown team. Dan Shaughnessy is a sports columnist for the Globe.
It's not the most comfortable thing. Harry Frazee was a New Yorker who owned the Red Sox in 1919, and he sold Babe Ruth to the Yankees, which didn't work out very well for the fans here. So there's always a little bit of suspicion when you have New Yorkers involved in a Boston institution like the Red Sox.
Shaughnessy is one of many in town crying foul. The winning bidders were not the highest bid, but Shaughnessy says they were the favorite of Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig, and the fix was in.
It wasn't a fair fight. I think that Commissioner of Baseball and John Harrington decided ahead of time who was going to own the team and made this happen with a lot of double-dealing and behind-the-scenes stuff. And basically, the Red Sox were used as a pawn to fortify the greater needs of Major League Baseball.
The most immediate issue for the Red Sox is whether to keep playing at Fenway, one of the nation's oldest Major League ballparks, or to build a new one. Henry and Werner say they want to try to renovate Fenway. That's great news to fans like Ron La Russa and Mary Maladzinska.
There's no better place on earth to see a baseball game. That's really what it comes down to.
I agree with him about Fenway. You know, I mean, you're going to see a game in a ballpark, not a stadium. And that makes all the difference in the world.
But then there's that old trust thing again. Cynical fans think the outsider owners are just trying to curry favor with the locals by promising to protect their beloved Fenway Park. Today, the new owners did seem to backpedal a bit, saying they would explore other options if expanding Fenway doesn't work. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.